This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus was named chief advisor of Bangladesh's interim government on Tuesday, a day after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country following a violent crackdown on a student-led uprising. Yunus was appointed to the post by Bangladesh's president after he held meetings with student leaders and chiefs of the three military services, local media reported late on Tuesday, citing a statement and officials from the president's office. The U.S. Justice Department said on Tuesday a Pakistani man with ties to Iran has been charged in a plot to carry out political assassinations on American soil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A thief merchant allegedly traveled to New York in April for the purpose of hiring hitmen, even paying a $5,000 advance to the would-be assassins, who were actually undercover law enforcement officers. He was arrested last month before he could leave the U.S., and the plot was foiled by the FBI. Court documents do not identify any of the potential targets, but the case was unsealed just weeks after U.S. officials disclosed that a threat to Donald Trump's life from Iran prompted additional security in the days before a Pennsylvania rally last month in which Trump was injured by a gunman's bullet. The shooting was unrelated to the Iran threat. Norman Hall, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday the U.S. does not believe Iran or Hezbollah has taken retaliatory action against Israel.
While we do not believe the response has started yet, we remain concerned by the increase in violence, including the firing drones by Hezbollah into Israel.
Jean-Pierre also said President Joe Biden is making every effort to de-escalate